Hello, and welcome to my talk, Living the Liturgy in the Classroom. Before we begin the talk, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who didst instruct the hearts of thy faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that, by the same Spirit, we may be always truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let's listen to a few words from Holy Scripture. This is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. When the day came to purify them according to the law of Moses, the couple brought him up to Jerusalem, so that he could be presented to the Lord. For it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be consecrated to the Lord. They came to offer in sacrifice a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. His parents used to go every year to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12, they went up for the celebration, as was their custom. As they were returning at the end of the feast, the child Jesus remained behind, unknown to his parents. The Gospel of the Lord. Now I took those two little readings from the Gospel of Luke because it shows that the Holy Family had, as part of their life, the traditions, the customs, the living of the liturgy, the Jewish liturgy, in their own life. And I thought it would be a good example for us as we look at our topic, which is living the liturgy in the classroom. And this talk can also give ideas for parents in their home, although I'm focusing it more for teachers in the classroom. And now you might wonder, first of all, what is the liturgy? It's a big word, and a lot of people don't fully understand what it means. Now, the word liturgy refers to, in the Catholic faith, the prayer of the Church. It is the prayer, the public prayer of the Catholic Church, which includes the Mass, the Divine Office, which is the liturgy of the hours, and then the sacraments, those public prayers which we offer, as opposed to personal devotions, private devotions, which would be like the Rosary, the Angelus, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So these prayers, though, are extremely, very powerful, because in the liturgy, which works through our beautiful Catholic Church, it is Christ in his body offering praise to the Father. Now there's a book, an old book from the 40s, no, actually, this book was revised in the 40s and in our language, but it was written in the early 1900s because it was the favorite bedside book of Pope St. Pius X. It's called The Soul of the Apostolate, and its basic theme is the importance of prayer in the life of a priest, the soul of his apostolate, but it has great advice for anyone who loves God and wants to spread his word. The soul of the apostolate has a whole section on living the liturgical life. And in that chapter, he says, it is you, Jesus, that I adore as center of the liturgy, which I may define as the public, social, official worship given by the Church to God. He continues, it is the whole complex of means which the Church uses, especially in the Missal, which is the prayers of the Mass, the ritual and breviary, the Divine Office, by which she expresses her religion, and by religion we mean the virtue by which we offer to God our duty of prayer, to the adorable Trinity, as well as instructs and sanctifies souls. So it offers praise to God in the most perfect way through Jesus Christ, but at the same time, those who are attuned to it, it is instructing them and sanctifying their souls. So the liturgy includes, as I said, the Mass, the sacraments, the liturgy of the hours, and it also includes the celebration of the seasons of the church year and the feasts. which teach us and lift our hearts to God.